In July 2008, at a Louisiana bar named Lucky's Lounge, Mark Westbrook got into arguments with a couple of different patrons. In the parking lot outside Lucky's, Westbrook subsequently hugged out one of his beefs with Rock McKinney and was in the process of another embrace-based reconciliation, this one with Terakeitha Calloway, when the friend of a third adversary shot him and, in the process, Ms. Calloway as well. The man who was doing the shooting was, according to witnesses and eventually 5/6 of a jury of his peers, Ortiz T. Jackson. Indications are that Jackson did the shooting not because he had fought with Westbrook, but because he'd been called to the scene expressly for this purpose by his longtime friend Samuel Mack, who had earlier argued with Westbrook. Jackson was indicted for second-degree murder and convicted by a jury, or at least most of one. According to Article 782 of the Louisiana Code of Criminal Procedure, quote, cases in which punishment is necessarily confinement at hard labor shall be tried by a jury composed of 12 jurors, 10 of whom must concur to render a verdict, unquote. And 10 guilty votes is exactly what Jackson got. Like many such non-unanimous convictions before it, this one was appealed in state court, but to no avail. In 2009, the Louisiana Supreme Court ruled in the face of conflicting lower court opinions that Article 782 was, by prior state and federal jurisprudence, entirely constitutional. And about that, the court was right. While the federal system and 48 of the 50 states, Oregon being the other holdout, demand unanimous jury verdicts in criminal trials, the United States Supreme Court has not applied this right to all of the states, so they are free to rely on non-unanimous juries if they choose. Just for the record, other countries, even those in the parlance of higher education that we consider our peer institutions, have systems that rely on non-unanimous criminal juries. And right here in the United States, non-unanimous juries in state civil trials are fairly common. Still, whether it's the influence of popular entertainment or the general love of 6th and 14th Amendment jurisprudence that lives within all of our American hearts, not having a requirement for a unanimous jury verdict in a criminal trial just feels wrong. Of course, it just feels wrong is rarely a winning argument at the appellate level. So Jackson, represented by the Constitutional Accountability Center, pinned his hopes to sharper points when he filed a writ of certiorari to get his case heard by the United States Supreme Court. For one thing, Jackson's writ cited the founders, who seemed to feel that a unanimous jury verdict was an essential part of the system. Also cited were William Blackstone and Joseph Story, neither one a founder, but both important for different reasons to constitutional interpretation. But not just relying on those members of the high court who might be swayed by an argument that mentions, for instance, James Madison, Jackson's appeal also cited Supreme Court case law from the past 40 years, that is, since the last time the court looked at the status of Oregon and Louisiana and decided to leave them be. That recent jurisprudence, while dealing with other substantive issues, seemed to take a unanimous jury verdict in a criminal trial as an article of faith. But alas, no dice. The Supreme Court last week failed to grant cert, so the case will not be heard, nor probably will any case like it for a very long time. And while there might be an inclination to throw brickbats at the High Court because of this, our ire would be more properly directed at state lawmakers who, like so many others, refuse to do what's right, even when it is as non-controversial as this, merely for the sake of expediency and a smooth road to re-election. I'm Travis McDade.